This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another hour of the very popular Good Day Health program. I say that, and maybe because I say it, it sounds kind of smug, but it really is a very popular program because the gentleman who's responsible for most of all the knowledge, you get a little tweak of knowledge from time to time from me. I'm Doug Steffen, but Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, he's the star, he's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that from high school? Ken Kronhaus, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. And I think that's true. He's someone that's respected by the general public. Anybody that goes to see Ken gets certainly their money's worth. But that's not really the essence. He's very good at advice, and his advice is very good. One of the top cardiologists in the country, but not only cardio and preventative heart stuff, but he really is knowledgeable and helpful when it comes to the rest of your body. So help yourself to Ken. If you would like to connect with him, you can do that through his office, 352-735-1400. All right, so as we go through the week this week, the president was on again, off again, up again, down again, in again, out again. The COVID-19 diagnosis that he had last week turned out to be something that, even though it sort of, he didn't test positive for a while, came back again. How unusual is that, Ken?
Well, it's not terrifically unusual given what happened. He tested negative for 3 days, and then the next day he was positive. What happened was he was treated. President Biden was treated with Paxlovid. Paxlovid is a drug that was developed in the late 1990s, very successfully treated HIV. There were later much better drugs for HIV. But Paxlovid is an antiviral. It blocks viral replication. That's why it has to be given within the first 5 days of onset of symptoms for COVID-19. And then in most people, it very effectively does diminish viral replication, but in a small number, about 10%, it doesn't diminish it enough. And about 10 to 14 days after the onset of symptoms, you get another round, what we call Paxlovid rebound. If you recall, Dr. Fauci had the same thing. President Biden has had now Paxlovid rebound, and they haven't announced how they're going to treat this. When Dr. Fauci had it, Dr. Fauci got another round, 5-day course of Paxlovid. I think the FDA is going to get a lot of pressure to extend the initial course of Paxlovid, maybe to 7 to 8 days, especially in people who are at very high risk of getting severe COVID. And what I'm more concerned about, Doug, is not so much this second round of COVID-19 for President Biden, because if it really was serious, he'd be in Walter Reed right now. And the good news is he has not, as far as we know, been moved to Walter Reed. So I imagine he's doing okay. What I'm most concerned about is he's on Eliquis, which is a very strong blood thinner, because he has a history of persistent atrial fibrillation. The big problem with Paxlovid is that it interacts with many, many drugs, including statins and Eliquis, which the president is on. Both of these have had to be held, has stopped to give him the Paxlovid. So now he's not on the Eliquis, the blood thinner, which dramatically lowers the risk of having a stroke when you're in persistent atrial fibrillation. And he may have to be off this again. What I had recommended, they didn't ask me when they treated him, but if they had asked me, I would have recommended not taking him off of Eliquis, not giving him Paxlovid, but treating him with the other option, which is the monoclonal antibody effective against the Omicron subvariants. And it's a mouthful. There's just one we know of from Eli Lilly, which is very effective against the Omicron subvariants. And the name of this drug is bebtelovimab. It's a mouthful. It's from Eli Lilly. But if you do get Omicron, and you do need a monoclonal antibody, make sure you know that you're getting bebtelovimab. In fact, it might not be a bad idea for calling around, finding out which of the ERs in your local area have bebtelovimab from Eli Lilly. So in the middle of the night, if you need to get it, you're not looking around for the ER that has it.
All right. That's the kind of, startling. I don't like to use the term scary, but that's kind of startling, actually, the fact that there wouldn't be that stuff available everywhere.
Well, it is what it is, but you would think it would be available in the White House.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, other COVID items, as we don't seem to be able to escape COVID as much as we would like to, as much as we've been trying to here, there, and everywhere. There's a question from some folks about a booster shot. Are there new booster shots, reformulated booster shots? And if so, do you recommend that people take? And I guess the question, $64 question there is, what's in the new COVID booster shots?
Okay, I'll tell you what we know. And this was reported this week in the New York Times, that we could in America be getting an updated COVID-19 booster shot that'll battle the newest Omicron variants as soon as mid-September. Apparently, Doug, the makers of the primary vaccines used in America, Pfizer and Moderna, have said they can deliver the new doses by mid-September. And whether an individual should wait for the new updated vaccine or get the current vaccine, that really has to be done on an individual basis. There's not one recommendation that fits everybody. And I would definitely talk to your doctor about whether you should get a vaccine, a booster with the current available immunizations from Pfizer, Moderna, or wait until mid-September. Again, there's no one size fits all. This is all about individualized medicine.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm under the circle. I just think whether or not to get another one. We all find it very personal as to whether we want to get another shot or not under the circumstances. When you see all the people on my staff at the farm had all of the shots and the booster shots, and the husband and wife couple have been sick for a week with this. So, what's the advice for them?
Are they hospitalized? They're not hospitalized, right?
No, they aren't. They're just sick.
Okay, that's the important thing. The current vaccines are not real good at preventing you from getting ill. Where they succeed is in they dramatically lower the risk of you getting hospitalized or dying. If you look at people who are dying right now, the majority have had no initial vaccine and no booster. And the people who've had four shots are minimally dying, and everybody in between is in the in-between group. So that seems to be what's going on right now. And, where you are right now in Massachusetts moved up to one of the highest rates of positivities in the country. And we, at your age, you might want to rethink getting that fourth shot, though.
All right. Well, I wouldn't get it until September, right? Until the new shot comes out.
It depends how much indoor activity you're going to be having with a lot of people.
Not much. I'm outside on the farm. I'm outside on the farm.
Remember, this is an indoor virus. If you're outside, you're fine. It's when you're inside with strangers who you don't know their status, that's when you're at risk.
All right, this is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. A reminder about, I found somebody, a friend of mine, who has got a problem with diabetes, type 1, type 2, how it works. Diabetes is something to be concerned about, to a point when you are talking about your weight and also COVID, all kinds of things. You want to get yourself into a good position. This fellow told me that he ordered Calitrin, going to go to work on his weight, and that's what you ought to do, too. If you'll take my advice, if you don't take my advice, go to toploss.com and take the advice and check out the experiences that thousands, I mean thousands, what do you mean, Doug? I mean thousands of people have taken this product. And the good thing about Calitrin is that you can talk to a counselor. You hear me from time to time on the air in the various programs I do. I have a conversation with my friend Elizabeth Miller. So under the circumstances, the folks at Calitrin are there at your service, on your side, to help you lose the weight and keep it off of this fabulous product. Check it all out, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. And the dog days of summer sale are going on right now for the next couple of weeks. Take advantage of that as well. That's at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from down in Mount Dora, Florida. It's the heat and humidity and stuff. How's that working on the people down there? We've had so much of it around the country, Ken. How's it working in your neck of the woods? People want to be cool, right? Air conditioning?
You just have to be careful. You want to pick your outdoor activities earlier in the day and later in the day. You know, 10 to 3 is when the sun is the hottest. And just stay well hydrated, and we'll all make it through it.
All right. So under the circumstances, we were just talking about COVID and being inside. So will COVID have an increased impact because so many people in the hot weather are going inside and staying inside or being with people inside rather than outside?
Well, again, COVID is an indoor virus, so it just depends on who you're inside with. And if we're all more inside, we might expect a spike in all this.
All right. So Dr. Ken and I continue. There's a new bill before Congress that will help you, I think, to a point, go back to having some of the services that we had during the height of COVID. We'll talk about that, and then we'll get to some other things that are in the news this week. Dr. Ken checks out all the things from the medical journals, all the things that you need to know, how they affect you individually. We also have a lot more on monkeypox, and we'll get to that right after these words here on the Good Day Health Program. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now at 23 after the hour, it's Good Day Health continuing. I'm Doug Steffen with the celebrity doctor. Ooh, I said, if I think about that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. So we've been talking about COVID and booster shots, and the president has COVID, and here we are back into COVID. COVID, as I think we mentioned last week on this program, Ken, is going to be with us. Period. It's here. It's going to stay here. It's not going up. Most of the experts will tell you that there will be some form of COVID. And there has been, frankly. I mean, this stuff has been around for a long time. It's just the different ways that it matures, if you will, or mutates or whatever it does to continue with life. And so to think that it's going to go away. And so I wonder sometimes whether we aren't cooking this too much. It's kind of like monkeypox, which is, in my mind, something that's been way overblown. But I'll let you tell us what you think. You know, we're talking about this House bill that's been passed to extend the teleservices for COVID-19 as we had before. So what's in that bill that's different, if anything? What will people expect? Can they easily get to you and insurance pays for it, that sort of thing?
Well, Doug, I don't think, COVID-19 has been too overblown. You know, over a million Americans dead from a disease, still the third or fourth most common cause of death in America. There are still 300 to 400 Americans dying each day right now, as opposed to 2,000 to 3,000 a year or 2 years.
Yeah, but there are that many dying of heart attacks, and there are that many people dying of cancer and heart attacks every day, and we don't declare a national emergency. That's my point.
Well, that's a good point. I think we have to learn to live with it, and we not close everything down. Absolutely.
Yes.
I just don't think I agree with you. It's not going away, and we need to learn to live with it. But the good news that has come out of COVID-19 is that telehealth, which got approved for reimbursement early on in 2020 when this all began as a way for patients to interact with their doctor without coming to the office, was approved. And now we learned this week that it's been extended through the end of December 2024. And I hope that telehealth eventually becomes permanently approved. I think that the doctors, the patients who've used it, we've learned how to use it effectively. Obviously, I can't do an electrocardiogram, using telehealth, but there are certain circumstances where it works extremely well, and I hope that this becomes a permanent approved way for physicians to interact with all patients.
Yeah, for this and other reasons. I think that's probably, you know, there's, but I thought that telehealth, I thought telehealth was, why does Congress have to get involved in this? Why does this Congress have to say yes or no to this? Isn't this part of Medicare, and wouldn't it be under Medicare's prowess? Is this, they're going to tell you that it takes more funding, so we have to put more funding into Medicare? Is that this?
Well, Congress controls Medicare, and this Medicare was leading the path to approve telehealth by funding, and hopefully the private insurers now will follow also. But actually, Medicare led the lead and is now leading ahead to extend it till the end of December 2024, and physicians all hope that it's permanently extended.
Right. Okay, so that having been said, there's this next business with the outbreak of monkeypox, and whether or not this is something to get all riled up about. I have been on my Good Day program during the past week or so talking about the outlets like CNN looking for the next thing to scare people, and this looks like it. So we'll talk about that, and Ken won't scare you. He'll just give you the facts as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A number of children may have been exposed to monkeypox after an adult at an Illinois daycare center tested positive for the virus.
Pediatricians are on site as we speak to screen children for cases, and there are mobile testing and vaccines for their families.
That was the director of Illinois Department of Public Health. At this time, officials did not disclose the number of children that may have been exposed to the virus, but they have began screening the children and the staff from the daycare. The monkeypox disease is typically spread through prolonged skin-to-skin contact with infected people's lesions or bodily fluids. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The daycare has been cleaned and it is still open. This is USA Radio News. North Korea has offered Russia 100,000 volunteers. This is according to Russian state TV. The reports come as Russia's military forces is depleted after its unsuccessful attempt to take key parts of Ukraine. There's been an estimation that put the number of Russian soldiers killed as high as 15,000 to 25,000, accounting for over 5 months of the war. That puts Russia's casualty count at about 100 soldiers a day.
Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. Wisconsin is a key swing state that was supposed to host the Democratic convention in 2020. The COVID pandemic shut down those plans. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel calling Milwaukee a world-class city during the RNC meeting in Chicago. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Actually, 34 past the hour on the Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen here once again for an hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Florida. That's his clinic. We're talking, well, we've been talking for the first part of the program about COVID. Let's move on now to monkeypox. There is an emergency, a health emergency in San Francisco, but one wonders why, given the number of cases that are there. I think my own prejudice on this is that this is a completely whacked out, crazy way of dealing with something that isn't really a problem. Even if you look at the numbers and how exponentially they've been increasing, this is just another way for the news media and perhaps others in the public venue to scare the hell out of people. Am I right with this or wrong? You can give us the facts, but tell me what you think, too.
The facts that I know of, so far in New York State, there have been about 1,400 reported cases, and it seems to be most popular in California and in New York. And the New York governor declared a disaster emergency, and the San Francisco mayor also in the last week declared a local health emergency. One of the things that might be helpful is to go over what was published this week in the British Medical Journal, which are some of the unique symptoms that are emerging during the recent monkeypox outbreak that have been different from previous monkeypox outbreaks, because I have a feeling that this is not going to go away either, and we're going to start seeing cases in the ER especially. But the monkeypox illness that's now spreading around the globe, it's showing some symptoms that are very different from those seen in previous outbreaks. These unique symptoms, they include rectal pain, penile swelling, solitary lesions, and swollen tonsils.
And that's because it's a sexually transmitted disease?
Well, right now, it's not totally clear how it's transmitted. The best we know is by physical contact. And right now, most but not all of the cases are in homosexual and bisexual men. But there have been a few cases in children. So this is a disease, a new variant of the monkeypox virus that needs further study. It's just not clear. It's believed that it originates in animals, and some are recommending that those who work with animals wear gloves. And there is a vaccine for this, and individuals in areas who are at high risk are being given the vaccine.
All right. Would you take a shot? Do you think are we going to get into a point where everybody wants to, we've got shots for this and shots for that and shots for something else, and the cynical among us, including me, suggests that this is all, never mind the news media's way to stir people up and to get people afraid. There is a component to this among the more the religious conservatives who don't like sex. To curtail, they don't like gay sex, they don't like, all of that stuff.
The New York governor declared an emergency. What was her motivation?
I don't know. I have the slightest idea. I just find that these days, the motivation, who knows how much the drug companies contributed to their campaign fund. You know, the drug companies, they're going to make a lot of money on this as well. I just think we're getting to a point where we're just so afraid of everything. And, you know, okay, we better run out and get a shot for this and blah, blah. It just, you know, I think we need to better understand what all of this is about instead of giving into the hysteria. That's just my, you know, when I look at this,
so
I see.
Is the governor of New York being hysterical by declaring an emergency?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. How many people have it? What did you say, 1,400 people? Yeah.
1,383 cases.
Okay, so 14
in New York State.
Yeah, close enough. Yep, right. 99% of the people infected are men who acquired the virus through intimate contact with other men. That's it. So I think I'm looking at the stats here. 13 women and 2 young children, as you've said, have been diagnosed with it. And one would wonder how, you know, maybe they came in touch with bodily fluid of somebody, because that's how it gets distributed, right?
It's a difficult situation, because if this does break out in a big way, they'll be criticized for not getting prepared. If they do make this into a big deal and nothing happens, they'll be criticized. So it's the retroperiscope is always 20/20, but it's not an easy job being in public health these days.
No, I understand that, and it's complicated. I take my licks or the shots at the news media, because I think that's where it all starts, and people see this or they hear it or whatever it is, or they get sweat on their palms and they think they got monkey pox, this kind of stuff.
We just have to take the politics out of it. You know, the problem becomes where this is used as an excuse to do things and where politics should not get involved in this, and just good, pure science. But maybe I'm, you know, just being a Pollyanna here.
You and me both. The vaccine that is around now for it, there are a couple of different vaccines, I guess, for monkeypox. And one wonders whether they really, is there enough track record with it to know that it's, well, there's some small drug company, I think, in Bavaria that makes, or Denmark, someplace like that, that makes the vaccine. One wonders about the stock. Maybe we should have bought stock in this company about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. At any rate, there's 7 million doses that have been ordered of this stuff. Who's going to get it? Who will determine who gets it? You go to the doctor and say, I want smallpox and monkeypox, about the same thing. I want a shot. Who's going to get it?
Well, that's going to be a big issue. And what's happening right now is it's being distributed to the areas of the country where the incidence is the highest and to groups who are at most risk. And clearly, it's not going to be available to anyone who wants it, because the supply is just tiny.
Dr. Ken and I continue in a matter of moments. There's some research being done at MIT that you'll want to know about. We'll get to that after the focus on how it is that if you are losing your hair, you can prevent that. If you are 35 or older and you're finding that your hair is going bye-bye, you've got hair loss, or maybe you just want to stimulate hair growth, or you want to take care of the hair that you have, care comes from Keeps, K-E-E-P-S, Keeps. There are doctors that will respond. When you go to keeps.com/Doug Steffen, the folks at Keeps will come back to you and they'll assign you a doctor who will be back and forth with you talking about the right product, a personalized hair-saving routine that'll work for you. All that comes as part of the plan. So why gamble with your hair? Go to keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S, keeps.com/Doug Steffen. And by the way, when you get that first order, the first treatment, you get 50% off using Doug Steffen as a code at keeps.com. So save your hair, manage your hair, be happy with your hair. Don't be the victim of balding jokes. No, Go to keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off and for this FDA-approved hair treatment. It's available online at keeps.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. With Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Okay, so there is a new skin patch that is taking, this is very interesting, this, remember the program that you got me on 3 years ago? Do you believe it was almost 3 years ago that I had that episode that some thought was a TIA, but it wasn't really, it was just a, some sort of a spell, and as a result of that, I had a couple of different things installed that monitored my heart. Kind of the same thing you were talking about, Biden having AFib. You were concerned that I would have it, so we put the that little device, and it's been in my body for almost 3 years. Apparently, it's stopped working. I guess the battery runs out at this point in time. But I bring it up because there are so many different things that can be used that are on the market today or available to medical research. And this skin patch that takes ultrasound images sounds very interesting. How does it work?
Very nice analogy, Doug. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Because we have ways of monitoring the rhythm of your heart as you leave the hot office for lengthy periods of time, as you've mentioned, up to several years. But we have never been able to do a diagnostic ultrasound without a technician or after you leave the office and you went home with the ultrasound equipment. And an amazing advance has occurred at MIT, and it was published this week in the medical journal Science. This is a scientific journal along with Nature. They're the two premier scientific, basic science journals. So a publication in Science, you really have to take this seriously, because the future of ultrasound imaging could be a sticker affixed to the skin, Doug, that can transmit images continuously for 48 hours. The researchers at MIT, they created a postage stamp size device that creates live, high-resolution images, and they're working on a wireless one that you can go home with, and this may be the future. So you take it home, there's no technologist. Pretty amazing for diagnostic ultrasound.
You know, I had an ultrasound this past week on my shoulders. I think I told you, I don't know that I talked much about it here on the air, but both of my shoulders have been compromised with various things that have happened over the last 8-9 years on the farm. I fell off of a truck and dislocated my right shoulder, and I did what Mel Gibson did in Lethal Weapon. I pushed it back in by slamming it into the truck. And I went to the hospital again. Actually, the doctor says, what'd you do? And I told him the story. But I went through a lot of rehab, and I didn't want to have the operation. So I seemed to be pretty normal until last winter when I slipped on the ice on the farm, and I completely destroyed the upper connection between my shoulder and my bicep tendon, and I did rehab and it sort of went away, but this summer working on the farm, it's inflamed again and very, very sore, and it's affected the other side too. So we had an ultrasound done at the Spalding Center in Boston, and it was the first time I've seen, you know, the ultrasound, you see the baby and that sort of thing, but they use this ultrasound, which sort of looks like a replacement for MRI, and you can see the liquid in there and all of the things that are floating around. I thought it was pretty amazing. So ultrasound, you're the first person to use it on me when you're checking out all of the arteries and stuff as you're going through you use the ultrasound method, right, to get the image?
We've shown you your carotid arteries, and we've shown you the rest of your heart, except for the circulation to your heart and except for the electrical system of your heart, but the rest of all the parts of the heart and the functioning heart, we've shown you with ultrasound in the office.
All right. So the fact that they can do a skin patch probably means it's reading or connecting to something in an office someplace, and they can see it. So it does. That technology is really pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
So if you have the opportunity to use it, you probably ought to ask about it or get it, especially if you have something going on just subcutaneously. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. Up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. For those of you who listen to the Good Day program, you know that Dr. Ken is an important part of our activities. Whenever there's a health question, we go to Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack, and Ken is here to answer some of the questions that come from various sources. First one has to do with the way one tries to figure out with the loss of smell what that means. I guess it depends on your age as much as anything else, because I know a lot of people, as you do, I'm sure, patients who have come to you and said, I don't smell anything, I can't taste anything, and that was COVID. But if you lose your smell, it may also mean something else, right?
Doug, published this week in Alzheimer's and Dementia Medical Journal, tells us that the future of dementia screening could include a test of a person's sense of smell based on this new publication. It seems, Doug, that the decline in a person's sense of smell could predict their loss of mental function and warn of structural changes in the brain that are important in Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So the smell thing has affected us in many different ways. Now, I see something else. Alzheimer's and dementia are connected. Let's explain for a moment what the connection is. Which came first, dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, dementia is just the loss of ability to remember and think, and Alzheimer's is a particular type where you see these plaques and tangles that are specific to the brain.
All right. So there's some information that people are questioning about ultra-processed foods and what they do in terms of how risky eating that stuff is for getting dementia. Why would there be a connection between the processing of foods and dementia? That's an interesting, very interesting point and question.
I think this is an important point made this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology. They conclude that eating lots of ultra-processed foods may dramatically increase your risk for dementia, Doug. Ultra-processed foods are high in sugar, fat, and salt, but low in protein and fiber. Here's the list of the common ones that you want to just keep as treats: sodas, salty and sugary snacks and desserts, ice cream, sausage, fried chicken, flavored yogurt, ketchup, mayonnaise, packaged bread, and flavored cereals all are examples. And why this is so is yet to be really well understood. I think a common denominator here is that these foods do lead to increased inflammation and cholesterol in the circulation. And it seems like all the things you do to keep the circulation and the rest of the body healthy also lowers the risk of getting dementia.
All right. So it's another reason to stay away from processed foods, that's for sure. Then there are other things that lower. So processed foods increase the risk of dementia, but apparently there's a question about lowering the risk of dementia if you are an exerciser, if you're active, if you're moving, which is, I think, the key to, frankly, for me anyway, the key to life is to keep moving. So how does that lower, all that stuff, lower the risk of dementia?
Well, this is an interesting observation published this week in Neurology, and how this data was collected you'll find interesting. But it seems like your daily walk, cleaning the house, and lunch with friends, Doug, could together be keys to staving off dementia. Here's how they did this. Researchers in China combed the data of more than 500,000 British people in the UK Biobank, and they found that household chores, social visits, and exercise were all associated with reduced risk for multiple forms of dementia.
All right. So that, I guess, what is it? The word to the wise is sufficient. Keep your body moving. Keep your head moving. Otherwise, it's doom and gloom, it seems to me. All right. Quick note on the opioid stats that are floating around. People who are using opioids, they mix them with other drugs. How mindless is this? But yet, apparently, this is a big problem, Ken. How big?
Huge problem and only getting worse. It's so distressing. Mom and dad, when you talk to the kids about not drinking and driving, talk to them about inhaled naloxone. This is the antidote. All the teenagers, all the college kids should know how to use inhaled naloxone.
All right. So that's I can't imagine all the people who are doing this to themselves, what they think is going to happen to themselves. Good God. All right, so there it is, an overview of some of the important questions, medical questions that we've gotten this past week for Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Contact him by dialing 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.